Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, Vatican Radio. Pius X founded the Pontifical Institute of Sacred Music and once wrote a motu proprio, or an instruction, on sacred music. One issued only a few months into his pontificate. We join our popular Latin lover, Carmelite, Father Reginald Foster. Pius the 10th. 1903. Beginning of the 20th century.
That's when he was elected.
At the beginning of his pontificate, he wrote an instruction on sacred music. On the feast day of St. Cecilia, November 22nd, 1903. For respect towards your expertise in Latin, I'd like to read from a section in the liturgical text which says, "The language proper to the Roman Church is Latin. Hence it is forbidden to sing anything whatever in the vernacular in solemn liturgical functions." And he specifies much more, to sing in the vernacular common parts of the Mass.
I didn't know that.
He also specifies what the least suitable music is for liturgical events. In his view, for accompanying functions of public worship, the least suitable is the theatrical style, which was in the greatest vogue in Italy in the 19th century, which he describes as diametrically opposite to Gregorian chant. Now, you know who I'm going to speak about now, don't you?
No.
Someone you like a lot. Venantius
Fortunatus.
Right?
We were reading him in the office this morning.
Okay, what did he say? What were you reading about?
Well, reading his hymns there, which are in the breviary all over the place.
Well.
That people don't know about. I'm surprised that he spoke that strongly. Pius the 10th about liturgical hymns in Latin.
He specifies, Pius the 10th, he says that sacred music should possess in the highest degree the qualities proper to the liturgy, and in particular sanctity and goodness of form. Which will spontaneously produce the final quality of universality.
Good.
How does one say sanctity and goodness of form in Latin?
Sanctitatem formaeque bonitatem. Oh, no, they wouldn't say bonitatem. Integritatem.
And it must...
Sanctitatem formaeque integritatem.
Which gives it a final quality of universality. That's interesting, isn't it?
Atribuit. Ultimam universalitatis indolem.
Then he says it must be holy. We know what that is in Latin.
Whatever that means.
Well, he specifies. And must therefore exclude all profanity, not only in itself, but in the manner in which it is presented by those who execute it.
Like people dancing with guitars at the altar.
How does one say people dancing with guitars at the altar?
No!
He didn't know. There weren't people dancing.
No. Cum citeris saltantes ad aram. Cum citeris saltantes ad aram. People dancing with guitars at the altar.
It must be true art, for otherwise it will be impossible for it to exercise on the minds of those who listen to it that efficacy which the Church aims at obtaining in admitting into her liturgy the art of musical sounds. How do I say the art of musical sounds?
Bob, you want to say sonorum musicorum artem? You can do that easily. I better look into this thing. I have to look into
it. Pius, I can give it to you.
No, I know where I can find it at the beginning of his pontificate.
The different kinds of sacred music. It says that these qualities are to be found in the highest degree in Gregorian chant, as we said, no? Consequently, the chant proper to the Roman Church, the only chant she has inherited from the ancient fathers, which she has jealously guarded for centuries in her liturgical, well, it says codices, but I don't know how you say that in English. Codices?
Codices. Like manuscripts.
Books.
So how
does one say the Gregorian chant, the only chant inherited from the ancient fathers, jealously guarded for centuries?
Cantus Gregorianus. A patribus hereditate acceptus. Jealously. That's a hard word to say.
Why do you think I picked it?
Custoditus. Almost avide. Avidissime custoditus. Guarded as what?
For centuries.
I thought secula. I have to look into this.
You know the other guy he likes is Pierluigi the Palestrina. Classic polyphony. How does one say that in Latin?
Polyphonia classica, what are you going to say?
Of the Roman school. The supreme model of all sacred music.
He would talk that way today. You could never get away with that today.
Okay, well,
he'll just laugh you out of existence.
Venantius Fortunatus, he was a saint, and he was born about 530. He was Italian.
Well, actually, French, really. What it might have been up there in France, if I'm not mistaken.
In Poitiers, yeah. He received a relic of the two cross, and he has a famous hymn, no? Doesn't he have a famous hymn?
Vexilla Regis Pro Deus, or something. Or Pange Linguam, depends.
Vexilla Regis Pro Deus. Hymnus in honore Sancte Crucis.
Which is still used today in the liturgy for Good Friday. It's still used. Most people don't know where it comes from.
Okay, well, what verse would you like to translate for us?
Vexilla Regis Pro Deus. Fugit crucis mysterium. The flags of the king come out. The mystery of the cross is shining. Quo carne carnis conditor, suspensus est patibulo. By which mystery the creator of the flesh, in the flesh, was hung up on a cross. That's what's there.
Do they still sing all the verses or just some of them?
No, it depends. No, not all the verses. Fundis aroma cortis, you know, I haven't seen that. I would think almost down to the end is fundis aroma cortis. The last two maybe not, but I see the rest is there.
What about...
We're still using this on Good
Hail
Friday.
Hail the festival day, that Easter, for Easter. That's Venantius Fortunatus. No?
Yeah, what is the... Oh, heaven's sakes.
What would he have sung on Easter Saturday? Venantius Fortunatus.
What they were celebrating Easter Saturday. I don't know what they were celebrating. The baptisms and things? Perhaps not much. They were celebrating newly baptized on Saturday. I don't think he even had anything about that.
And on Easter Sunday?
Oh, that's another story. Like the different people, there's a sequence of Easter that was written by one man and another hymn of Easter by another person. He didn't write absolutely everything.
So who wrote the hymn for Easter?
The sequence of Easter was some guy from the 9th century, Valpolo or something like that. Kind of an unknown man, but it stuck.
Anonymous. How does one say anonymous in...
Well, today they would almost say anonymous or unknown writer. Or...
How would you say that in Latin?
Ignotus autor. Or attributed to da-da-da-da, and we simply don't know where some of these things came from. You know? Whoever said in English the first time, okay, they still don't know where okay comes from, but anyway...
Well, okay then. What about...
I don't know, man. Everyone says it, but no one knows where it came from.
So what about a hymn for Easter then?
I don't have it here, though.
This one isn't Venantius Fortunatus.
I don't think so.
It says it is. Words. Venantius Fortunatus.
Translation. Well, I don't have the Latin here. I don't have the Latin.
How does one translate? God of all pity and power, let thy word be assured to the doubted.
Deus omnes pietatis et potentiae. I can hear the verse going. Deus omnes pietatis et potentiae. Da 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 da. It goes on like that.
Let thy word be assured to the doubted.
Or the doubting or something.
Anyway, you choose a hymn for Easter Sunday.
But I don't have the Latin here.
Well.
I should have brought that. I got it out of the library. I have it all set for my students. We're going to start this week giving them text from Advent and Easter already.
What do you speak about to your students when you focus on Easter?
Well, I have to be very careful because most of them have nothing to do with the church.
And so?
I would say like springtime and
Easter bunnies.
Time. Not Easter bunnies, but resurrection time. And they kind of catch that. And then
how do you explain resurrection in Latin?
Well, I would say the rebirth of nature and be done with it. You know?
Rebirth of nature? How do you say
I mean, the birds come back and the trees come back and the animals come back and reproduction comes back and all this other stuff. And then isn't that resurrection enough? I'd be very careful because I can't talk too much about theology because they won't accept it. I mean, we're Latinists, not Catholic theologians.
What about the Alleluia? You sing that at Easter again for the first time, no?
Yeah.
So how do you say Alleluia in Latin?
Well, it's the same thing because it's Hebrew. It's Hebrew, and then went into the Greek and into Latin, unchanged. Unchanged in English and all languages, Alleluia. I know a friend at the house who was born on Easter Sunday. And he was baptized. His baptismal name is Alleluia.
In the Easter Vigil, the deacon sings the Exalted.
I've sung that 1,000 times in my life.
What does Exalted mean?
Exalted Yam Angelica.
This is the night
Turba
when...
Celorum. Oh, I've sung that 1,000.
This is the night when you first saved our fathers.
Yeah. Certainly, this is Exalted. May the crowd of the heavenly things exulted. Rejoice now.
You freed the people of Israel from their slavery.
Yeah. That's all there. If I can think of the original text. A servitù te liberasti.
And led them dry shod through the sea.
Sicopede, I remember that. With a dry foot.
Another of our great Easter chants was written about 500 years after that Exalted. And we sing it at the Sunday morning mass just before the Gospel. It's the sequence of Victime Pasquale Laudis.
Well, yeah, that's this man, Valopo, or something what his name is, that we found this morning by chance. Because some guy has a whole book, a brand new book, it's rather interesting, from the Vatican, you know. The hymns of the liturgy and Victime Pasquale Laudes Immolent Christiani. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's out of the music is out of this world.
There's a short chant of a dialogue with Mary Magdalene, no? Tell us, Mary, what did you see upon
Dec
the way?
De nobis Maria, quid vidisti in via? Tell us, Mary, what you saw on the road.
And Mary replies?
Christi, no more.
I saw the tomb of the living Christ.
No, just relax. Dic nobis Maria, quid vidis in via? Sepulchrum Christi viventis, et gloriam vidi resurgentis. I saw the tomb of Christ living, et gloriam vidi resurgentis. And I saw the glory of the one rising. It's out of this world. Sepulchrum Christi viventis, et gloriam vidi resurgentis. I saw the angelic witnesses. No, does that follow? Angelicos testes, sudarium et vestes, the sweat cloth and his clothes I saw. Sudarium et vestes. Sepulchrum Christi viventis, et gloriam vidi resurgentis, sudarium et vestes. Et angelicos testes, and I saw the angelic witnesses. Oh, there's a whole world of things here.
And you were listening there to our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, who is currently teaching Latin in the United States, but was, for many years and under many popes, papal Latinist. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.